Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In 2016, the Washington Post was the first media outlet to highlight the 2005 Access Hollywood tape in which Donald Trump was involved in a private conversation with Billy Bush and suggested he could assault women because he was a TV star. The media went wild. When convicted felon Michael Avenatti represented porn star Stormy Daniels in a lawsuit against President Trump for voiding a non-disclosure agreement she had signed, the media went wild. When the same Avenatti represented one Julie Swetnick that claimed in a sworn affidavit signed under penalty of perjury that Judge Brett Kavanaugh, as a high school student in the early 1980s, drank excessively and engaged in physically aggressive behavior toward girls, including participation in drugging and raping some of those girls, the media went wild. Swetnick even claimed that she was gang-raped at one of those parties and that Kavanaugh was present. Even though she provided names of those who she said could back her up, it came out that it was all false. Christine Blasey Ford gave an award-winning performance when she claimed Kavanaugh had sexually assaulted her during his teenage years. She could provide neither time nor place for the alleged assault. Once again, the media, backed up by anti-Kavanaugh Democrats and the Hollywood elite, all went wild, and in spite of the hysterics and to the consternation of the political left, Kavanaugh was confirmed. Now, during the Kavanaugh hearings, Joe Biden said, for a woman to come forward in the glaring lights of focus nationally, you've got to start off with the presumption that at least the essence of what she's talking about is real. That was Joe Biden then. That's not the Joe Biden of today. On March 25th, Tara Reid came forward with an accusation against her old boss, Joe Biden. She participated in a podcast in which she detailed Biden's assault on her in a secluded area of the Capitol back in 1993. The Biden campaign denied the charges. So were the mainstream media and Hollywood elite going wild? Not exactly. In all the television interviews Biden participated in since this event was revealed, he did not face one question about Reid's claims. And the actress Alyssa Milano, who sat stone-faced as she glared into the cameras during the Kavanaugh hearing, is defending her decision to stay silent about the candidate she has endorsed for president, Joe Biden. She recently appeared with host Andy Cohen and said she supports Biden because she's, quote, known him for a long time, unquote, and that she did her due diligence. She added that she wasn't, quote, comfortable throwing away a decent man I've known for 15 years in this time of complete chaos, end of quote. She went on to say that while she supported the Me Too movement, she never thought it would be something that was going to destroy innocent men. She concluded, quote, so we have to find this balance in the Believe Women movement and also giving men their due process, end of quote. So let's be clear, when a Republican is caught on tape bragging about being able to grab and seduce women because he's a television star with no proof that any of that ever happened, the Republican is pronounced guilty to the cheers of the mainstream media and their amen corner. When a fairly conservative judge is nominated to the Supreme Court and allegations are made with no proof that any of that ever happened, the judicial candidate is pronounced guilty to the cheers of the mainstream media and their amen corner. When the presumed Democrat candidate for the presidency is accused of sexually assaulting a former Senate staffer with no direct proof, he has obviously been set up and he's obviously innocent. Oh yeah, and we've got to make sure that we have to find this balance in the Believe Women movement. Absolute blatant hypocrisy. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.